Hi everybody, and welcome to another session of Argonal Pod. I'm back again, Laura Ainscough from the Service Delivery Manager function. And today, I think we've probably asked this guest for a while now, and I finally convinced him to come on. But today I'm with Kevin Scott, who's part of our partnership here at FE Fund Info, who is Head of Software Delivery and Asset Management Services. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you, Kevin.
Thanks, Laura. It's good to be here.
Yep, I did drag you, I promise. No bribery, but it's great to have you. So yeah, I think if we can just start off with a brief introduction about yourself and let our listeners know.
Yeah, so like you say, I'm Kevin. I'm Head of Software Delivery for our Asset Management Services team. So I've got about 17 years experience working in a mixture of business and
long time
technology roles. Yeah. For 10 of those I've been at FE Fund Info. I kind of started out on our client side to get into it. So originally I was a fund analyst at a wealth management team in a life and pensions company. So I was working quite closely with one of our heritage businesses, so Financial Express. Jumped around quite a few different areas in my time. So business analysis, product management, in a range of different products and services. But more recently, moving into that asset management services department. So we created that team last year. And that sort of vision around getting a more coordinated experience for the sort of key client type for FE Fund Info.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, you've done a lot then. And I suppose what a question that probably would be great for our listeners is what was kind of the main things that made you get into this role? What are the things that have pulled you in, really?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's the sort of broad range of solutions that you're looking at. That value chain's quite broad. And I guess the experience I've had in the past looking at all those different solutions from fact sheet production right through to event-driven architectures kind of fitted this role really well. So we've got quite a broad range that we look at in the department. So it could be from data management right through the value chain of setting up a fund, looking after regulatory sort of commitments, marketing reports, and then the components that go into building that. So if we're producing a report, we've got document generation systems, we might have to do translations. I think the sort of breadth of the role kind of suited my background of having had different experiences in different product areas.
Yeah, the huge variety, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keeps you on your toes. Yeah, and I suppose, just obviously before we dive into this, I suppose it would be great to actually understand who FE Fund Info are. Obviously, as a partnership, we've been working together now, I think, for 3 years. But it's been a while, and obviously we've been working on a range of different products. I suppose it'd be just great to just do a brief introduction of who FE Fund Info are.
Yeah, I mean we're a global leader, I guess, in investment fund data and technology. So supporting the fund industry's value chain, not just asset management, which is where I'm working. We've got sort of key client types around fund managers, but also fund distributors, financial advisors. There's sort of a rich history across the different heritage businesses. It's over 25 years being kind of trusted partners to some of the biggest companies in the industry, really. So relying on us for data, for technology solutions, research, and kind of that expertise and insight that we can give them.
Yeah, and we're in your London office today, but you're all over the show, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we probably got over 1,000 different experts in 15 different countries. So we're really close to like the client's needs in a range of different disciplines.
Yeah,
brilliant. I mean, data is kind of the core of what we do. We've got millions of end investors that are relying on us, but we cover off like foundational areas around data expertise and technology. I guess within that though, my focus is obviously in product and engineering. So we've got about 260 technologists now across those different locations, and bringing together that sort of expertise in those different areas is what we sort of pride ourselves on doing. That value for the client is the combination of that, really.
Yeah, brilliant. And you've just flown back from your Luxembourg office. So next time we do the podcast, can we do it there?
Absolutely.
And I suppose, my next question to you is, how do you look to deliver quality digital solutions to your customers? Obviously, we've dived in as a partnership to quite a few of those, but it'd be quite good to get a brief understanding of that.
Yeah, I think, like I was saying, so that core of the data that we have and our network reach, I think getting that data out timely and accurate is that sort of core foundation that we have, but also accessing it across a range of different solutions for our clients is the key. So getting the capabilities that we have in the different disciplines across the globe is the sort of trick to making it all work. So we've got quite an innovative, agile environment, I think, to kind of deliver what the clients need. So the way we work to market needs, but then collaborate with the sort of bigger clients and those willing to co-create with us to sort of drive the solutions forward. It's reflected in, we've got multiple award-winning products and clients are happy with the solutions we provide.
Yeah, no, brilliant. And I know the past few years, I think, have been challenging for a lot of businesses. Obviously, we've been through COVID and the economy as it is at the moment. The industry that you're working in, how do you find that that's adapted over, these current years? And what have you done to adapt around that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely been a challenging few years.
Yeah, for everyone, hasn't
we've
it?
We've got the backdrop, the sort of geopolitical position, macroeconomic pressures. Our challenges definitely reflect the sort of wider issues that our clients are having. So I guess in that asset management space that I'm in, we've got increasing regulatory sort of scrutiny. We always had regulation. We've always had things that need to be produced, so that annual cycle is always a challenge. But the versioning of that and the frequency of that changing is a challenge for our clients. So is a opportunity for us to provide a solution, if you like. So there's that angle of it. But I think if we're looking at our clients and what we're seeing in their space, the complexity of their businesses is increasing. There's consolidation within the marketplace that kind of drives out simplification strategies, and supporting them through that, I think, is where we can really help. So I see our clients turning more and more to technology as the solution for that. We see doing increases in operational expenditures when you're combining businesses, and it could be people overheads or aging systems, but having that sort of trusted expertise to navigate them through, whether it's regulation that we were talking about or guidance technologically. How do we migrate one solution into another? How do we integrate new solutions and expand, I think, from our side, the areas we can provide solutions in their value chain?
Yeah, and so would it be fair to say that actually you found quite a lot of opportunity for within this industry and for your clients, really, through these, especially for the past few years?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're thinking around that point where every challenge comes with an opportunity, it's a little bit cheesy.
I like that though.
Those areas that are challenging our clients are always a chance for us to have a discussion with them. Where can we help them? Where could we maybe change or tweak, pivot our roadmap to support them better? It's been interesting times.
Yeah. So how have FE FundInfo reacted to some of these challenges?
Yeah, I mean, we've been looking at a lot of different areas, but I think the sort of biggest shift that we're seeing from product and engineering at the moment sort of is the potential around how AI or ML is going to impact the industry. It's going to change client expectations. To my point earlier about them turning more and more to technology as the solution. But I think it'll push us to change as well. It's going to have an impact on how we work, what we can deliver, and the kind of speed that we can develop at. I think if we're digging down more into it, and it's really fast-paced in that area, but where we see sort of foundational elements that we just need to get right. There's also the opportunities when it comes to simplification and the growth within our products.
Yeah.
So I guess the potential impact for us as well of our clients, it'll break out into, I mean, is it productivity? And when we consider like new tech that's going to help drive employee success, and thinking of things down the lines of what Microsoft are doing with Copilot to help developers, or even Copilot in some of their 365 applications, we're going to see that more and more come into our teams. But the sort of other side of that is, well, what can we do along those same lines? So advanced services for our clients, where could we sort of enhance or leverage generative AI to create content rather than us creating the content? Or could we automate some of those traditional processes or accelerate them and then free up sort of our people to be out there doing something different or focused on a new problem? And I think we're doing pretty well in this space. I think what we're getting ahead of is that sort of early vision and strategy, and it is sort of fast-paced and changing, but then engaging the whole of product and engineering. It's not something that people sort of sit in an ivory tower and work out on their own. We're a collaborative business. Mm-hmm. We've got people looking at early adoption of tools to help us, but we've got regular hackathons that we run, and departments can join up. We'll afford them the time to look at ideas that leverage one or more of these sort of emerging technologies. And the ideas get sponsored. So if one of them's successful and we think it's a great idea, that'll allow us to pivot on our roadmaps, move some resource, and get those best ideas coming through that incubator and then out into the world for clients to use.
Yeah, that's amazing. And obviously, there's probably a lot of exciting stuff to be looked into, isn't there?
Absolutely.
So, no, that's great. And I suppose, like I said, over the past 3 years, we've worked together as a partnership. And obviously, I think we've always felt part of a lot of the products that you've been creating. Are you able to just go into a little bit of detail of what we've been working on as a partnership and, yeah, what exciting things we've helped develop?
Yeah, and I think it's been in line with what we were just talking about, really. So the focus throughout the sort of relationship is a key initiative for us. So it's multi-year investment. It's quite a broad program of work for the business. So it's focused around something called the Fund Information Hub, which has got a few different parts, but it's ultimately that sort of unified cloud platform that we can base on open architecture principles and then leverage these new sort of advances in technology as they come in. So I think we started out to mean the foundation building that event backbone. It's the value chain for everything that sits on it. Looking at fleshing out, historically we've done a lot of API work, but centralizing that really meaning we can have an event and then an API for someone to react to that event. And then the sort of layer on top of it that I think helps people sort of visualize what can sometimes be quite a hypothetical thing is the portal. So that kind of single pane of glass where we can bring in a fully sort of connected experience with that suite of services for the client. We've really benefited from having you guys in and that sort of expertise that we get in several areas where we genuinely need support, not just executing, but coming up with the best route to solve a problem. But there's also the added benefit of, I mean, we're going to accelerate our development by bringing in pods from Godel, and it'll help us hit the sort of targets that we had in the original business case for doing the work. So I think at the moment the teams have kind of moved on. They're leveraging those building blocks now. So part of the portal that we're looking at now is, rather than just modules for individual services, we're looking at allowing clients to create a dashboard that, rather than being quite a narrow view of the world where you might log in and generate a document, you could actually create a dashboard for yourself that has elements of data collection. Has my data arrived? Is it up to date? Is it ready to produce my document? And allowing that sort of visualization and flexible widgetized approach to then bolt on, okay, my data is ready. an event then triggers a document being produced, which is a notification that then allows a client to review it. So it's kind of joining all of those dots that we've been building on throughout the relationship.
Yeah.
And living up to that vision of a single pane of glass that a client can use to either manage complex processes or really free up, if they want to go into that full event-driven mode, the sort of manpower that it takes to move from data provision, document production, distribution, post-publication checks. It can be onerous if you're trying to do that manually with people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think our teams have always enjoyed this partnership because you get a lot of client feedback, don't you? Well, it's what the beauty of this industry. And I suppose they get to kind of complete that and then hear the feedback and the value that it brings automatically. So,
yeah, I mean, it's fantastic now that we're sort of getting out there and mm-hmm. Fund Information Hub is doing strategic for us. It's what we're offering for all of our big clients, new business. Everything we're delivering in that asset management space is now sort of funneling towards the Fund Information Hub as being the face, if you like. So I guess for the teams, it's really nice to see a lot of hard work coming to fruition now that it's in front of people and hearing back, not just what they like, but maybe what they don't like, or have we thought of this idea? It's that co-creation, I think, with some of our clients that really helps drive it.
Yeah, no, brilliant. And so following on from obviously what we've discussed on what we've been doing within the partnership, it'd be really nice to understand, what's your favourite thing about being part of a FE Fund Info Godel tech team?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things I could call out. I think it's been a really
good answer.
I think it's been a really good sort of partnership, but I mean, the commitment, reliability, the organisation, we've obviously had quite a few teams working on different strands of work. But I think the one that really sticks out is the collaboration. So it's not one team leaning and expecting things from one without it being the other way and sort of learning together what's the best way to get that sort of business or tech goal that we're aiming for. I think the teams all sort of get along. There's good camaraderie. Everyone's communicating, sharing ideas. And that sort of positive and supportive attitude, I think, on both sides of the partnership, it's been really good.
Yeah, great. And it's we've had also some great informal meetings and chats, and we've learned a lot of games from Phelan and bringing them into
the
from
quiz
UK, is, India.
The quizzes are definitely a favourite.
We've learned a lot about each other. So, brilliant. So this leads on quite nicely, as we have actually been recognised our partnership, didn't we? At the other week, we were at the Computing Awards and we were nominated for Digital Project of the Year, which is probably credit to the team and the work that you guys do. It was a great night. Sadly, we didn't win, but it's obviously it's great to be recognised, isn't it? It was a tough category and it's good to be well recognised. But I think it was nice to be in a room full of all those different businesses and obviously to see what they've been achieving. But with events like the one that we went to, why do you feel they're so important to the IT industry?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more that they are important to the IT industry. But I'd second, it's great even just to get there and get shortlisted. I think that award being specific for companies that are using digital tech and looking for that competitive advantage, it kind of speaks to the fact that we're producing innovative digital tools, and it's good for the teams. I think it helps our clients sort of recognize that we are out there industry leading. But it's good, I think, as well, just as that opportunity to sort of recognize and celebrate what our people and teams have done. It's not the winning, it's taking part. But I think that sort of, like you say, it was a highly competitive category, and I think it reflects a highly competitive industry.
Yeah.
Technology doesn't stand still. Asset management world isn't standing still. That sort of changing landscape is a tough one to keep up with. But it's our aim. We want to stay competitive. We want to ideally be one step ahead of what our clients need. And I think the nomination for the award really recognised it.
Yeah, and it was a competitive, like you say, it's good to know what's out there and what's happening as well. It was a good evening.
Yeah.
So absolutely. And I suppose, like you say, it's just good to be keeping on top and kind of ahead of that industry, isn't it? So yeah,
absolutely
brilliant. Yeah, so as it has been your first podcast, Kevin, how do you think that went? Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. And it's been brilliant to talk about the industry, especially what FE Fund Info are planning and keeping on that competitive edge and see what's coming your way. So thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thanks, Lauren.
Huge thank you to all the listeners out there who've listened to this instalment of the Godel Pod. If you like what you hear and would like to know when we're releasing even more episodes, please just subscribe to the Godel page on Podbean or Spotify.